Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the goddess Idhoun. Today is International Women's Day, and to mark the occasion, I want to honor an ancient woman, Idhoun, the northern goddess of spring. Idhoun was a powerful goddess, just as spring is a powerful season. Spring brings back the sun, melts the ice and snow, calls the birds to return, raises the green shoots out of the ground, and draws forth the leaves from the tree branches. Each spring, Idhoun pulled the white wolf skin of winter away from the earth where she had laid it to protect the land from cold, snow, and ice. And then she called forth the golden tendrils of life to begin their dance of spring. This divine woman, Idhoun, was the goddess of ever-renewing life. She was the golden-haired goddess who grew the magic apples of immortality. Each spring she filled her basket with apples and fed them to the gods to keep them young. For without Idhoun's magic apples, even the gods would grow old and die. This divine woman, Idhoun, the ever-renewing one, grew her apples of perpetual life in her orchard in the West. Many cultures have myths about this Western realm. It was called the Western Isle, the land of the ever-young, and the Summerland. The Welsh called it Avalon, the Isle of Apples, where the goddess took King Arthur when he died. The Greek mother goddess Hera also had a magical apple garden in the West. It was guarded by her serpent Ladon and tended by the Hesperides, the nymphs who helped Hera maintain the immortality of the gods by feeding them Hera's golden apples. Hera's sacred mountain, shrine, was on Mount Ida, which may have been where the name Idhoun came from. Idhoun's name is also cognate with the word Eden, as in the Garden of Eden, the biblical paradise of immortality and abundance. The Norse counterpart of the Garden of Eden was Idavol, field of eternal life, a mythical green plain where the gods lived. Even Oriental tantric tradition drew upon the restorative power of Ida, as in the Ida and Pingala of the Merudanda, the spinal axis mundi of the body. Ida was the lunar channel that carried the sun, the moon's ever-renewing energy. This divine woman, Idhoun, goddess of spring, embodied the energy of new beginnings. She was the dawn, the emblem of new beginnings, and was linked to the direction of east, where the sun rises each day. Idhoun was therefore linked to the element of air, since air is the element of creating. Air enables us to breathe and to speak. It fuels the mind and the intellect, and creates poetry and music. Divine women creator goddesses worldwide spoke the world into existence like speaking a magic spell. This is a motif we find later in the biblical creation story, which intoned that in the beginning was the word. Idhoun spoke the word that renewed the world each spring. Not surprisingly, Idhoun also created the runes, the ancient Norse system for translating the words of the goddess into divinatory messages. And so, on this International Women's Day, let us honor the divine woman Idhoun, the powerful renewer of life, she who transforms the dark of winter into the green potential of spring. May she reawaken us as well to new fruition and new growth in our lives. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.